true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. After our arrival at the new camp in Muntoc, the remainder of the British from Palembang arrived on a dark night, and what a tale they told. It was a relief to see the rest of our sisters with them, but they'd all had a foul 24 hours without any food and only the water they carried. They had travelled the whole weary way across the Musi River and Banker Strait in an awful Jap coolie boat. They'd had no room even to lie down, and had to sit huddled together the whole time. The Japs didn't even provide a lavatory. They looked terrible when they finally drew up in the trucks, standing up, clutching each other, most of them too weak to get down. Wilma and Vivian jumped into the trucks and helped them, while we others were trying to cope with those who fainted after they got out. They were cold, hungry, and utterly worn out.
Oh, Jeff, that was a nightmare. We ran into a storm and were tossed about like a leaf.
Don't try and tell me now, Blanche. We'll get you inside and you can rest. Go with Shorty.
Hang on there a minute. Jeff will give you a hand down a minute.
Oh, yes.
Come on, Mrs. Stevens.
Yes.
Now, do you think you can stand up now?
I'll try if I can.
Better to get down by yourself? No. I think you better wait for somebody to help you.
Who's next, Jeff?
Mrs. Stevens, Ioli. Uh-huh. She's coming round.
You lean on me. You'll feel better when you've had something to eat and a good cup of tea.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you next,
come on,
Mac.
Come on.
Hang on to me. Can you jump?
Oh, yes.
Careful you don't fall.
Oh, yes.
Ah, that's it. Well, that's our hut over there. Can you make it alone?
Oh, yes.
Now, you'd better wait till Shorty comes back, I think.
Oh, I'm all right, really.
Wilma, give me a hand. Miss Driver has fainted again.
I'll help, Viv. Oh, this is frightful. I don't know how these older women have stood it.
Come on, Miss Driver, I'll help you.
Oh, she's out to it, Ioli. You'll have to get her down flat.
Oh, poor dear.
Right, right.
There we are. Now, get her head down, Jeff. Oh, thank heavens we knew they were coming at least and could have a meal ready for them.
Hospital patients next, Jeff. We better wait until these other people are safely ensconced.
Oh, what a wonderful smell. Am I delirious or is it fried fish?
It's fried shark, Blanche. Our second one since we've been here.
Goodness.
Everything's set. Dinner will be served in two shakes.
I can hardly wait. What else is there, Viv, besides the shark?
Oh, the usual rice, but some fresh vegetables and a choice of tea or coffee.
You must have been saving up for weeks.
No, the rations have been fairly good. In fact, this whole camp so far has been better than anything we've struck.
Well, here we are. Dinner coming up.
Oh, don't say that, Jeff. It's been doing that all the way over the Banker Strait.
Feeling any better, Mac?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
When you've had something to eat, you can make us an after-dinner speech. Will you do that, Mac?
Oh, yes.
Well, here it is. Here's the feast.
Joy, joy, up. Joy, joy, up. Ostai, or it is children. Dia!
Who's that?
Good
heavens,
it's
Siki, the sailor.
Oh,
no.
Siren.
Oh,
yes. What's Siren. He doing here? Nobody invited him to Banker Island.
Niri wa shouni shita kono niru. Nishi futari musume ra ishibin ga yukite kakera. Niru oma edachi nichisoko. A moreri nizu niru komba.
Now, what would you think that was all about? I don't know. Thank heavens he's gone. Now we can all eat.
Good.
Oh, this is wonderful.
You wait till you taste it.
Captain Siki has ordered there will be no food tonight. These prisoners have done no work for 24 hours. They have been traveling.
They've had no food since they left Palembang. They're weak with hunger. They must have some food.
You heard. Take food back to kitchen. It will be guarded all night. Nobody will be allowed food until morning.
You can't do this.
Silence. Take food away.
Oh, dear, I don't think any of us will last out till the morning. Oh, it's not so good, too.
Sadistic little savage, I could kill him. All the cruel things to do.
Look, Bev, there must be something we can do. Must be someone we can go to.
Well, there's only one thing we can do that I can think of.
What, Iori?
Listen, get the tea and coffee before they go back to the kitchen with it. He only said no food. At least they can have a hot drink.
Of course. Come on, quickly.
There was simply nothing we could do but give everybody as much tea and coffee as we had. It warmed them a little, but certainly didn't do them much good. In the morning, Siki kept them waiting before he would allow them to enter the kitchen. By then, the food must have been awful, but they ate it. How these Japs hate the British. That suits us. We must be giving them merry hell somewhere. We're still doing labourers' work, and in the last few days, rations have been cut again.
This is the stuff to keep your figure silk-like.
If we get any more silk-like, you'll be able to see through us. Well, let's try it now, Blanchie. That ought to be deep enough.
Oh, just wait till I wipe the honest sweat from my brow.
Right. Well, look, have a breather while I dig this out.
You right?
Uh-huh. Oh, if only we had some post-sinking shovels, this would be much easier.
Jap doesn't seem to think much beyond a chunkle for every kind of work.
All right. Oh, now come on, Samson. Let's try this post.
Hey.
Okay.
Get a move on, you two.
What?
Mac and I have nearly caught up to you with the barbed wire.
Get a move on, she says. And we're doing the hard work.
That's right. They're only liable to tear themselves to bits on the barbs.
You're so right. It's so ferocious.
Look out, here comes Siki, one of his henchmen.
Back to the barbed wire for me.
Upend the brute.
Okay. Now, push.
Oh, not too far.
All right.
Futo ishitsu no nara niwa nakata. Ishitsu nakatu. Katrushi omedachi shujin uhiro.
I'll have two bob on it on the 3:30.
Captain Siki says you ought to exchange places with those two astray working with wire.
Now why?
Kaisan! Yukita kugu, yukugi!
Go at once. You, astray, Bobby. Come here. Hoi!
We're being called, Mac. We better go over.
Oh, yes.
Chepat! Hurry, hurry!
Be careful, Mac. That wire doesn't whip back round your legs.
Oh, yes.
Why can't they leave us alone?
It isn't the nature of the beast. Well?
You two astray are to sink posts. These two will string wire.
Oh, I see.
Sorry, Jeff. Nothing we can do about it.
This is just the thing to fix your insides up once and for all.
It's not that so much, Ioli. I'm heading for a dose of malaria.
Kai-san, wa! Suriname, okakariya!
Get to work! Stop talking! Get to work!
Now my head's spinning the other way.
This interpreter fellow certainly takes himself literally. He even translates the slaps.
Oh, come on, Mac. Let's see if we can lift this post.
Oh, yes.
Wonder are we going to have this audience of two all the time?
I can hardly lift this.
Oh, sorry, old thing. It's me.
My legs are going up.
Sumera. Uki, Kotaga. Sonata wa nani wo hitorika.
Why do you drop post?
I feel ill.
Riigiga. Kaite tu na homote. No haka na shizu. Sorry wa yoko. Aranu. Kom nishi.
Get post in place. Hurry. There are many more to sink. All has to be finished today.
Can't. Got a sedan.
Get up, Astrae. Get up.
You leave her alone. She's ill. She can't do this work. She has to go and rest. She should be in hospital.
Silence. You get up. Get up.
Sorry, old boy. No good shouting. Can't oblige.
Blanche. Fiola, come here.
Yoshi. I tell you, Oki, Yono, she's your Odiharu.
Get up from here. Get up and work.
What is it, Meg? Jeff's collapsed.
What's the matter?
Well, Jeff's gone after it. We'd better get her over to the hospital.
What about Tojo?
To hell with him. She's ill. We'll have to carry her. Can you manage your legs, Mac? Iole and I will take the shoulders.
I'm still with you. I just can't walk. Oh, I wish someone had removed my head.
Shut up, old thing. We'll get you to hospital.
But it's going to burst. It's got iron bands squashing it.
She's out to it this time. Come on, lift. Lift! Come on!
Sorry, Hoti Bito. Ini soko soko, hita bito tororaki. Yukiti wa, noro kanabasho ikuyo.
Where you go? Come back here. Come back and work.
Oh, go boil your head.
Come back.
Yuki, sono bashi. Amaye oko. Yuki, sono basho. Amare kata
kaye. So here I am in hospital, and have been for some time. It appears I have a mixed infection of malaria and Banka fever. We don't know what type of fever it is. When I came to the first time, I put my hand to my hair and it felt saturated, as if I'd been lying in a pool of water. There doesn't seem to be anything we can do about it. Just let it run its course. It is deadly. I'm still in hospital and have been joined by Mitz, Shirley Gardam, Mickey Sire, and Jenny Greer, all with this awful fever, raging temperatures, and unconsciousness, followed by skin actions. It's such a mixture of things that, for want of a better name, the doctors have called it Banka fever. The other day, I had a visitor. Little Hank came in to see me.
Are you awake, Sister Jeff?
Yes, Hank.
I thought I would come and visit with you. I asked, could I?
Well, that's very nice of you, Hank. It's good to have a visitor.
You don't look very comfortable, Sister Jeff. So many people.
Oh, this is much bigger than the last camp we were in.
Hello, Hank.
Good day, Sister Mitz. Are you feeling better?
No. A little bit, thank you.
What is your bed made of, Sister Jeff?
Well, it's just a long sort of shelf affair made from thin branches of rubber trees bound together.
It is very close to the floor.
It's not so bad when you're lying on it, Hank, but it's awfully tiring when you're nursing and having to bend over so far.
There are so many people. What happens if you turn over, Sister Jeff?
Well, the whole thing and everybody on it sways and creaks. Feels a bit like an earthquake.
Blanche was telling me that the infectious block has four small rooms with three patients in each on the Barney Barney. And when you're on duty, you have to go in facing the way you want to work because you can't turn around.
There is a children's ward here, too.
Well, I hope you never have to go into it, Hank.
Sister Jeff?
Hmm?
I saw the sea. You remember you told me about it?
I remember.
I didn't like it very much, Sister Jeff. It wasn't blue like you said it would be.
Oh, it's not always blue, Hank.
No, it wasn't. It was dark. and I was frightened off. It made me sick. We were so close to it in our boat that the people sitting on the edge had their feet in the sea.
Mickey Sire came in the same boat. She said it was frightful. Not one of them thought they'd ever survive it. The boat was completely out of control in the storm.
Sister Mickey was very good to me. She came and held my head.
Oh, poor little Hank. It wasn't much of an introduction to the sea, was it?
I don't see how Sister Jeff could ever see it was beautiful. I thought he was ugly.
Time you were going, Hank.
Yes, Sister Blanche. May I come again and visit?
As long as you ask permission first.
Oh, yes. Goodbye, Sister Jeff.
Goodbye, Hank. Thank you for coming to see me. Oh, and I'm sorry about the sea.
Goodbye, Sister Mitz.
Bye-bye, Hank.
I will come again soon.
Funny little boy. So serious. You on duty now, Blanche? Yes, Jeff. We're starting to get a nursing staff properly organized now. It's all hands to the pump to cope with the increasing fever.
Our poor doctors are working flat out.
Here we are, Mitz. Here's a drop of water.
Thanks.
Yes, the doctors have organized themselves, too, now. One looks after the hospital, another's in charge of the daily clinic, and two are looking after the six blocks in the camp.
This place is so much bigger. What is it now? 700 people, isn't it?
Oh, over that.
Well, we Australians are to be released from our camp chores so we can give all our time to nursing while we're on our feet.
Oh, that's sensible. It was so silly not being able to nurse in the hospital before this.
Well, well. The camp will be short of good cooks, vegetable cutters, water carriers, wood choppers, and general factotums.
The English sisters have got together with us, and we're all dividing into hospital staff and district nurses. It's the only way to cope with this dreadful fever. Nothing seems to stop it.
We had some medical supplies. It wouldn't be so bad. Oh, I'm so mad at myself. I want to get up and do something to help.
You just stay right where you are, my girl.
I haven't got any choice. Even to sit up, the room reels round like a pinwheel.
This is the nearest thing I can give you to a wash, Jeff. It's only a lick and a promise.
Oh, it feels good. So cool.
Any other news, Blanche?
I don't think so. The Dutch Charitas nuns are still staffing the hospital as they always have. Oh, yes. Sister Renelda and Jean Ashton are now acting as joint matrons.
Oh, good for Jean.
The nun that I think's amazing is the one who's been boiling an oil drum of hospital patients' washing every day from the day she was interned in 1942. She does washes now for at least 40 or 50 people a day.
She's obviously being fed meat or she couldn't stand up to it.
Oh, Mitz. There's no doubt about it. Women are cats.
Oh.
What about Sister Cecile? She's been cooking special food and making hot drinks for the sickest of the patients, as well as cooking for all the nuns, working over a fire every day, all day since 1942.
They've got amazing strength. They can last much longer on duty than we can.
But they don't have to come off duty and earn a living as we do, as well as doing other chores.
No, they... What a wonderful job, then.
That's about all I can do for you two. How about you, Mrs. Stevens?
Oh,
Blanche, she
so
looks
much.
As if... She should be in here as a patient.
Oh, she's a great scout, Blanche. She just won't give in.
Oh, help.
Help. Here I go again.
We're doing everything within our power for every sick person. Nippon could help if he would bring in medicines and quinine. But all we get is a small bottle of 100 quinine tablets for over 700 people once every 5 or 6 weeks. It's practically useless. As each person went out of hospital, their place was immediately taken by someone else desperately ill.
Move over a bit, Jeff. There's a Dutch woman coming into that space beside you.
I thought it wouldn't last long. Having room to move about a bit, I mean.
Where will I put this, sister?
Oh, there's a bedding. Oh, just here. Thank you, miss.
Thank heaven we nearly all own a rice sack mattress now. This barley thing is so uneven to lie on.
Have you noticed now we're so thin how cold it is at night?
Freezing.
Who's coming in, Blanche?
One of the Dutch nurses, Mitz. They've given up nursing.
Goodness sake, why?
They've just decided they wouldn't work at all. This lass that's coming in here said, I'm sick of this.
I don't want any more. And she's dying. How horrible. It's about as comfortable as I can make it for her.
Bring her in.
There was not a great deal physically the matter with the Dutch nurse who was put to bed beside me. She just seemed to be mentally beaten. She walked into the ward, lay down on the Bali Bali, and died 2 days later. She just stopped eating. Nursing in these conditions is pretty grim. We have to walk along the Bali Bali, stepping between the patients. Sometimes the binding of the branches that makes the bed space breaks. And down we go between the slats, often falling over the patients, and always taking the skin off our already thin legs. Night duty is a nightmare. There are so many death traps, and only one oil lamp to light our way while doing rounds. Oh, dear, this is dreadful. If only there was something we could do.
Jeff! Jeff, is that you moaning?
No, Blanchie, it's Mitz.
Oh, drat it. We should be a mountain goat, not a nurse for this job. Oh. Can you move your hand, Jeff? I don't want to step on you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, blast and curse.
Have you hurt yourself, Blanchie?
Oh, lost half a shin, that's all. How about you? Have I broken anything important?
No, I don't think so.
Fine night, sister I made. Fall over one patient and half window and wake the rest of them up and generally cause havoc.
Can you get your leg out from between the slats?
I'm trying. Dratted things hold you like a vice. Oh, they're sharp.
Here.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. I'll stop heaving around like a young elephant here in a minute. I'm trapped like a trap in a trap.
What are you hanging on to?
A tin with a drop of water for Mitz.
Oh, give it to me, you ass. I can hold it while you get out. Oh,
thanks, Jeff. Free. See if I can do better this time.
Hello, Mitz.
Oh.
You with us again?
Oh, sort of. Oh, my head's splitting in four different directions.
Poor old Blanchie fell down between the slats last night.
Oh, dear. Hurt herself?
Skinned her shin.
Where was she? In here?
Yes. She's trying to take you a drink of water.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, dear, I do wish this wog, whatever it is, would go.
Things are getting grim. There are 9 of our girls in hospital at the moment, and 2 very ill in the block, so Blanchie says. All with this bank of fever.
Jeff, it must subside soon. I can't understand it, you know. This place is much cooler and cleaner than the other camps. You think it must be more healthy for us.
I know. There's a sea breeze all day. We're high up, well out of the swamps. There's much less to cope with here. Water's the main problem.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever be able to get enough water again.
Oh, those poor mothers with their kiddies. They're the ones I feel really sorry for. As for trying to put them into bed at night with one oil lamp in each block of 140 people. Oh, it must be foolish.
At least we haven't got that to cope with. Oh, dear, I think my head's on fire. All of me is on fire. I feel like a little potato chip. Oh, Jeff, I want to go home.
So we lie, regaining half our senses, then relapsing into unconsciousness again, just waiting for this awful fever to go. If we can only stop it spreading, things will be all right. If we can't, I don't know what will happen to us. We can't go on like this very much longer.
Listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banbard for Australasian Radio Productions.